Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Stupid music.
Hello and welcome to Crackin' Crime. I'm your host, Jamie Tilson.
And I'm embarrassed.
I'm here for the ride.
That's right. Tonight's special guest, we've got with us Mr. Mike Garcia. He is the one that we talk about all the time. Sexy Mexi. Patreon.
El Padre.
We call him that all the time. It's great to have
Big
you here.
Big Papa Puff.
Big Papa El Guapo.
Oh, that is absolutely awesome.
Grande Huevos.
I don't know what that means.
I think it means big balls. I'm not sure though. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay, correct us,
in the
definitely.
Comments,
that seems right.
It seems right. Oh, we're good.
It's worth a Google.
It's definitely Google search that.
Hit images first.
Actually, you know, that is one of the go-tos on our podcast is if you, you know, like most of the stories we're talking about, you're getting a part of the story, so go Google that shit if you want to know more.
Sometimes we just make shit up.
Oh, thank you all
today's
for tuning in.
Today's episode brought to you by Google.
By Google, yeah. They don't pay us nothing for
we'll
it.
We'll send them a bill.
That's right. Oh, wait, we should send them a bill.
I haven't.
Speaking of looking things up, go check us out. Facebook, all the social media stuff. The Twitter, or no, it's not Twitter anymore. It's X. Yeah, very odd deal. Yeah. So if you don't have X, go get X. I don't know why.
I'm pretty sure it's still Twitter.
No, it's not.
I think so.
No, it's not.
But it just says X now.
Hell, I don't...
Okay, well, be...
What's that?
Be careful now. Telling people to go get X means a whole different thing down here. I don't know what that means.
It does. I agree with you 100%. I'm just saying,
land, but
all of a sudden, my app is just a black app, and it just has an X in it. And I'm like...
Your buddies on X. That's how you get together. That's how you communicate.
I don't know. It's anyways, check us out there. It's... I don't know what they call it anymore. Twitter or X. Go check it out. We do have all the social media. We've got our account. Everything's at Crackin' Crime. Make sure you leave 5 stars, right? Because we're worth it. We deserve it. 5 stars. Leave a comment.
I'd take 3 at this point.
You know what? Knock off your crap.
Just give us
no,
a reason
nothing. We don't have anything under a 5-star right now, except for the one accidental 1-star we got. He changed that to a 5-star. We definitely appreciate that.
Maybe you know, get lippy. I won't. Plus, I'll
put a 1-star on there. I'm always lippy. That's what we do.
Nothing like force and coercion to change that review.
That's right. So make sure that you give us 5 stars, nothing else. And then leave a comment, because comments really help us. We just got a comment on our Facebook page.
From Belfast, Germany.
The United Kingdom.
Right.
Oh, goodness gracious, you're terrible. But we loved it, so I'm going to read it, because it was fantastic. It says, this podcast is fantastic. I love it. It's pure comedy gold. So bad, it crosses over to brilliance.
Well, now, how did it
I agree with that.
It's so bad that it's good? Is that what he's saying?
Yeah. Like, we're so wonderful.
We're so shitty.
That's Michael Jackson bad right there.
Yeah, I like that reference. So, like, we, you know, we had Neverland, we touched little boys, but fuck, we sold millions of records.
None of that. None of that has happened whatsoever.
Bad reference, my bad.
Bad reference. Yeah, horrible reference.
All right.
So, anyways, we're back on all of our stuff. All of our stuff, everything's at Crack and Crime. Lee was 5 stars, all that fun jazz.
Patreon. I haven't made him laugh once yet.
What's that?
I haven't made him laugh once yet.
That is the goal of the podcast episode.
Does he just not laugh ever?
No.
Why are we talking about him while, like, he's not here? Why don't you laugh, sir? Am I not funny?
Ha 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 ha.
Thank you, and I'll do that every time. Make me feel better.
Absolutely. Patreon. Go check us out on Patreon. You know what? Become a patron of our Patreon at Crack and Crime. Mr. Garcia, who's with us tonight, is one of our Patreons. Thank you so much, sir. We definitely appreciate it.
The very first.
He was the very first Patreon. And, you know what? He was also one of our first, like, devout, like...
Devoted, you mean?
Devoted. Yeah, he's very devout. Cracking crime. No, it is. I'm pretty sure that's everything that I meant. Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, he's one of our biggest
followers. Become a Patreon and get on the show.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
See, love it. Great guy. Bad sense of humor, but great guy.
He's got a great sense of humor. Finally made him laugh. Yeah. And we got both grandmas. So thank you very much, both grandmas.
Yes.
And then we've got Phelps Harvest. Go check him out, Phelps Harvest, on Facebook. And that's all our Patreons.
Yep, yep.
All right, so let's get into... Let's peel the layers back that are the onion of Mike Garcia.
Hmm. Uh-oh.
So, let's tell a little bit about yourself, sir.
Well, let's see. I've been a long-time listener, first-time caller. To Crack and Crime, and I gotta say, when I saw Crack and Crime, I was like, well, man, that's kind of a weird name. Like, drugs and crime, that kind of goes together. But then I realized, like, you're cracking crime open, like cracking, like, laughs, jokes. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. She's a triple entendre.
That's ever been done in the history of podcasts.
I agree.
I love it. And,
quickly making up for that since
I've been in Texas most of my life. Texas is hot right now. It's hotter than a spoon in a trap house right now. And
that's hot, Tom.
It's hot. And I'm 5 years, 3 months, and 9 days away from retirement.
Nice. Oh, nice.
So
got her down to the day. 11 hours and 36
pretty
seconds.
Pretty close.
Let's see if I think about it. Let's see. So about 32 more years, I'm thinking about retirement.
Bullshit. We'll both be dead by then.
No, I'll still be deciding what I'm going to do.
I don't know.
Absolutely.
Well, good for you.
So do you guys have a pension, or you just got your little 401k, like what I?
A little 401k.
No, it's a state funded retirement, and
that's
never
nice.
Lose it. 7% interest every year, and so
yeah, because I know some agencies. Mike and I used to work together. I was down in Texas there for a while. That's where we met. Anyway, so I still have mine from down there as well. But I know some agencies actually have like full on pension. That is pretty neat.
Yeah, but you can lose that though.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're not fully vested. But I think once you get vested in it. But yeah, that is the downside to like a pension. You have to stick around for so many years to cash in. But
I don't have none of that, but I did hear that we'll see. But supposedly my boss, the owner, I'm not going to say his name, is having our secretary look into getting insurance finally.
Nice.
We'll see though.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, if you don't change that, you're basically just forcing your employees to, you're making it into a temporary job is what you're doing. No one's going to stick around for no benefits
or retirement. So that's what a lot of people don't like consider benefits as part of their job. They just look at that hourly wage number. But
Benefits is a huge deal. Like my medical, dental, and life paid for by the agency. It don't cost me nothing for insurance. And actually, when I retire, I'll keep that until I'm Medicare age.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, that is awesome.
It won't cost me nothing.
I'm basically, I mean, if he doesn't change it, like I said, I'm going master's, and I'll be forced to have to, you know, go do my own thing. Even though I like working there, I love working with him and all that. And,
right.
But you got to start thinking about retirement and shit.
Oh yeah. Well, when I was like, that's why I say, when I was like in my early 20s, you didn't even consider any of that stuff. But then, as time progresses, you start getting a little older,
and you're like, crap, I'm halfway to retirement almost.
I think what starts to happen is you start seeing some of these guys that are like 45, 48, and they're like, three more years. And you're like, what are you talking about? Three more years. I planned on, you know, like working the morning that they were like, hey, JB, you got to go jump in that casket. I'm like, well, hang on, I got to finish this project over here, you know? Yeah. And you know, you just don't think about it. Then all of a sudden, those guys start to retire, and you start noticing, I'm like, oh, shoot, I didn't even think about any of that stuff.
My idea of a retirement would be to have my retirement and then just do some kind of a part-time gig or whatever, something I can come in when I wanted to, get some hours in, because I couldn't see myself just not doing nothing.
I could definitely do it.
I still have my money to cushion on. But I would go crazy. Like, I only have one day off a week, and I still got to do something. I got to mow, do something at the house. Something.
Oh, yeah, I'm same boat. I can't.
So my retirement is, they'll pay me $3,300 a month to sit at home. And if I die before Brandy, she gets that for the rest of her life.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, that is awesome.
That'll make you sleep good at night knowing that you're...
And I told her, that's cool. Just don't sell my Bronco. and don't let your new boyfriend, don't let your new man drive my Bronco. And she said, well... She said, don't worry about that. He's a Chevrolet guy. And I said, okay, well, that's fine.
So, she is definitely downgrading, buddy.
Yeah. Not from a
Absolutely.
Ford.
Absolutely.
No. But that is a 90s Ford. It's better than a new Ford.
It's better than China or Chevy. Absolutely. Chevy, whatever you call them.
They're all made over there now.
Nope, not Ford.
The last real Bronco they made.
No, that's true. His Bronco is pretty sweet. Yeah. That's the same Bronco he had when I was down there like 15 years ago.
I love Broncos. Ever since OJ.
That is this Bronco. Yeah.
It's I love those. Take the top old back honcho. And I get a convertible.
Oh, honcho.
Honcho's name, Mike Honcho.
My dad had one when we were kids. We loved it.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was great.
Oh, those are awesome. I've always liked those,
real
too.
Real American built, you know, never sold out to like Chevy.
First vehicle I ever drove, my grandpa's 71 Bronco.
Oh, that's awesome.
I had a 3-speed on the floor. I had to drive it because he got hurt in a hunting accident. I thought it was cool.
Yeah, oh, that is awesome.
When did they start?
He's bleeding all over the place, but I didn't care. It wasn't mine.
Oh, they start.
Stop bleeding so damn much. I'm trying to focus.
Oh, they started. When? What was the year? It had to have been in the 70s when the first Broncos came out, the Scouts.
Yeah, I thought it was 70 or 71 was the first one, wasn't it? Because I don't remember.
I was thinking it was late 60s. Like,
was it really?
60-something, yeah.
I've just never, well, maybe I did, I just don't remember, but I just don't normally hear of like a 68.
1966, six-cylinder.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
We lost him.
We lost him.
Call him back. He hung up. He got mad.
He got mad at us. He's like, 60s.
Maybe his phone died.
It might have. We might have to wait for him to call us
back. We're professional here.
You hung up on me, dog.
I don't know how I did.
You didn't. I did. I just blaming you.
1966, first Bronco. Built in 1966. Yeah.
There you go.
It was a six-cylinder half
cab.
That's
when men became men.
You just don't ever hear, you know, like I've heard about people having a 70, 71. I've just never heard of someone having a 60-something Bronco.
Oh, a lot of people like those. Those are...
Did the models change a lot from 70s?
So the new ones that they have out right now, they're modeling those
Ugly.
After the original.
There's one
Ugly.
New one. There's been a couple of them, like one model they made of this new that I like. The rest of them were fucking just dog ugly. But there's one, I seen one the other day at Pump Pantry, and I was like, wow, that actually looks good. But it doesn't look anything like the other new ones.
Well, they have two like different models
Badlands
out right now.
Or something like that.
I think they have three. They do what?
No, they have two different models out right now. So they got the one that looks like the original 66, and then they have the new futuristic looking guy.
You never see the good looking ones driving around. You see the ugly ones.
When they had the concept drawings, it was like a two door excursion is what it looked like. And that looked awesome. And so what I did was I emailed Ford Motor Company and I said, hey, this new Bronco. So those that have the 96, you know, the loyal customers, y'all let them give you that and you give them the brand new ones for free. And they never returned my email. So I don't know if it just got lost in the shuffle somewhere.
They're probably stealing your fucking ideas, what they're doing. They're erasing every fucking bit of evidence of it. And
yeah, I'd be looking over your shoulder.
Yeah, they're
kind of yeah, that's fine. I've said it here on the podcast. So
that's right, copyright.
You heard it here, folks.
That's right. Copyright, Kraken Prime Inc.
Yep. I know you got about 6 million listeners. And
we do. We do.
Yeah, there's lots of them.
They're just not all here right now.
They do it incognito, third party. Yeah. So you can't see it. That's there.
Yeah, absolutely.
What the hell is this podcast about anyway?
This one? Oh, yeah, we haven't even got into that. Well, right now it's just about Mike Garcia.
Right.
This is the history of Mike Garcia. It's going pretty good.
I'm seeing that you got...
Yeah, it's a long history.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
No, we're not talking about
Barstool Sports.
We're not talking
about Barstool Sports, though?
No.
And this could be wrong, but I know Dave Portnoy sold it. I heard he sold it. I read he sold it for like $500 million or something like that. And I heard whoever was running it fucked it up. He just bought Barstool back for like $1 million. So he sold it for like $500 or $300 million.
I don't believe that.
This is what I read. It could be wrong.
It probably is.
Fucking Google it.
Go look it up and then let us know.
You better gotta check Jujul. Oh, yeah. Googly there for our French listeners.
Everybody else just makes up the news they want and puts it out there. Why can't I? Well,
because I prefer not to. That's why.
Yep.
Yeah.
I only make up something. Gives you accurate history and accurate news.
That's right. Thank you. All right, so we are talking NFL crime today. That is kind of the focus. So, anybody got any quick NFL crime they wanted to discuss? Did you just looked up a bunch of stuff? Did you not find what you were looking for?
I just looked at Barstool one. I'm seeing like 6 different things saying that he bought it.
I can tell you this, living in Texas, cowboy country. The biggest crime is committed by the Cowboys fans. It's called aggravated whining and aggravated annoyance. This is our year. We them boys and 6 Super Bowl rings. This ain't the antique roadshow there, Bubba.
Are you, do you have an NFL team?
Officially? Oh, the only one there is, the New Orleans Saints.
I remember when you guys beat my Colts in the Super Bowl.
That was an awesome game.
And I was actually, like, I'm still a diehard Colts fan, but when, I think we won the Super Bowl 2 years before that or something like that, so, and I liked the Saints a lot. I liked the team they had that year, and I watched them, so, like, I was saying the whole time, like, if we lose to anyone, I hope it's the Saints, so. It was cool. Once you already win one, for me anyway, it was like, I'm just glad we finally won one. Watching Peyton Manning have all those great seasons in a row and then fall short in the playoffs every year to Brady I think it was almost always to Brady. But,
right.
Yeah.
But
so after we won one, it was just a big relief. I'm like, great. I'm just happy we're back at the Super Bowl again. I get to keep watching them. And I don't care if we lose. I mean,
Speaking about Peyton Manning, my favorite, you watched that one, I can't remember which roast it was now. Was it Charlie Sheen?
The roast of it might have been.
It might have
been.
There's
so many of them.
I know there's been so many, but
when Peyton Manning was up there.
Peyton Manning was up there. And then she says, oh, I can't remember. I can't think of her name right now.
Nikki Iglesias?
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Glazier. Nikki Glazier. She says that Peyton Manning is so great at commercials. He's like the greatest of all time. He's like the
Tom Brady of commercials. That was funny as shit.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Who was it? Pete Davidson?
Oh, and when she looked like he's always wearing a helmet. He got a big ass forehead.
That's what I was about to say. He said it's like evolution where people are growing into Peyton Manning where you don't need a helmet. Your head's already a helmet.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like they pulled him from the Special Olympics. Yeah.
All right. Everybody, so calm down talking about my Peyton Manning. All right? I'm starting to get sensitive.
So I'm not a huge NFL guy because we have the greatest sports team in history in Nebraska. So that's the only one that really matters. I mean, basically. But so I'm
that's the only sports team in Nebraska.
It really is.
We have baseball. We're pretty good at it too, bud.
Yeah, but it's still only college. Yeah, we don't have no pro teams.
No, we don't.
So I'm more of a player fan in all of it. So, like, I liked the Steelers for a while, but that was more because of Jerome Bettis. I liked the Colts for a little while because of Peyton Manning. Yeah. I never really cared for the Broncos until Peyton Manning went there, and then I thought it was awesome.
I loved it. Two Super Bowls again.
But I love more than any of it is I absolutely love watching a player. Like, I hated Tom Brady. And the stupid Patriots was not a fan.
Loved him when he went to freaking Tampa.
Oh my God! I was the biggest Buccaneers fan you've ever seen. When I hated, I was not a fan. Still not a fan of Belichick. And when Peyton Manning went to the Bucs and he won the Super Bowl and the Patriots are
the first year.
And Gronk came back and all that.
Right.
I mean,
well,
as cool as shit.
Obviously, that's the whole combo. But that's I loved it. I thought it was great.
Yep. I'm a Colts fan first, but. You know, when your team's not doing so great, you always kind of find another team to watch. That's not true, bitch. But you always try to find another team to watch to kind of make, like, second place root for, you know?
Right. But that always boils down to players then. Yeah. So that's where everybody becomes a players fan because, you know, they bounce around all the time. So I think it's neat that...
I'll admit, after Brady won with the Bucks, I was done, though. I was like, nope, I don't care about you anymore. I don't want you to win.
Right.
I'm glad you did it. Now, if he would have went to a third team... I'm like, well, fuck yeah, let's see this play out.
Right.
Like,
well, it was the same exact thing about Peyton Manning. So they're winning at the Colts, and then he has that shoulder surgery, and they said that he couldn't even hardly throw a ball.
We were so mad.
They said that as far as we are apart from each other, they said that if he tried to throw a ball from basically he couldn't make it, you know, 5 feet, and then he signs with the Broncos. And then goes to the Super Bowl? Come on. That's freaking amazing. Well, it's not as impressive the second year as it was the first year when he, you know, you'll never be able to throw a football again. And then, oh, now here he is throwing a football in the Super Bowl. Get out of here. That's pretty amazing. Yeah.
I mean, that last Super Bowl they played, though, they were doing a lot of running. You could tell towards the end of it, it was starting to get to him a lot.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. So, anyway, I think that's really neat. So, I'm more of a player fan. So
I like who's the Bengals quarterback? Joe Burrow. There's something I like the way he plays. So I'm kind of
cover from LSU. Yeah.
I'd like to see him. I'd like to see him win with the Bengals. And he never. That's another thing. I like to root for teams that either haven't won or haven't won in a long time. Like, I don't remember the last time the Bengals won. I know there's 12 NFL teams that haven't won a Super Bowl. And I can't remember if they're one of them, but. It'd be cool. I don't care who's playing for the Browns. It would be great to see the Browns win a Super Bowl. They've never won one.
Yeah, I mean,
or the Titans or the Jaguars. You know,
right? No, I agree with that.
I think the Saints are pretty effed this year, ain't they? Or am I thinking of a different team?
Supposedly.
Well, you guys have a new coach too now, or?
Yeah, they got rid of Sean Payton, but
yeah, well, I knew that. That was,
you know, things have to change sometimes, and you know. Mm-hmm.
Well, we just fucking had a third round draft, and I don't even know the quarterback we got. It's some guy I never heard of. So, you guys probably do better than we do.
All right, so jumping forward, let's start talking about a little bit of crime. That's why we're here, right? I think we've been going for a minute now. I don't even know what the overall time is. Yep. All right.
Keep going.
So, what I was just going to kind of do some overall crime. Jared Allen played in the NFL. He's been arrested a couple of times. A couple DUIs in Overland Park, Kansas. We got Jonathan Babineau. Drugs and animal abuse. He's been arrested a couple of times in Georgia.
That drove a line of animal abuse.
So,
Michael Vick, animal abuse.
Yep, I was going to talk a little bit about the Michael Vick story. That is still really crazy, the whole Michael Vick. We could probably just do an episode on Michael Vick.
Michael Vick, as a player, I loved watching him. Because
well, everybody crazy. Did. It was insane. I guess let's just jump right into Michael Vick, because what the hey. So I'm going to bring him up. Because he was...
Dogfighting.
Yep.
Is this
yep.
a deal?
Dogfighting, but he was... What year was that? That he was, that all that was going on? Because man, there's probably some people.
Middle to late 2000s.
Was it that long ago?
Yep, I believe so. Because it was.
I'm thinking 07, but that's probably not right.
Yep. See, I was thinking 07 too, but I was wondering if it wasn't because his number was 7.
Really?
I think that's right. I think it's somewhere between.
So he was a. He was a player. He didn't skip a year. That's insane.
As a Saints fan, though. As a Saints fan, I was glad to see Vic gone from the Falcons.
Yeah, I bet.
That's division your rival. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I thought, I couldn't, dude, he was gone for one season, I'm pretty sure.
Well, and you would think that he would have to be gone for something.
He got kicked off the Falcons when that happened, I think, and then he went to play for the Eagles, was it? Or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. Eagles.
The Eagles and, or Seahawks or something.
It was Eagles, it was the Eagles from 09 to 13.
Kind of dumb bird.
And then.
He hates all birds.
And then we got the Jets from 14, and then he played for the Steelers in 15, I guess. So.
I did not know that. I don't remember that anyway.
Yeah. And then apparently he's a coach for the Legends as an advisor in 2019.
I don't like his crime, though. I mean, that's... I'm a dog.
Yeah, that's
Well, he's got comeback player of the year in 2010. He's got Pro Bowl in 02, 04, 05, and 2010. Burt Bell Award in 2010, the Archie Griffin Award in 99.
2010, that was the Eagles, wasn't it?
Let's see. Yep, that would have been the Eagles.
I mean, he was pretty badass. I loved playing. Like, if I was playing Madden, I was playing with the Eagles that
year. I think though he didn't get an award from ASPCA or something, but I might be wrong.
ASPCA, isn't that a dog thing?
Yeah.
I was just saying, I'm pretty sure that's a pretty funny joke, and neither one of us got it.
I didn't get that at all.
You're being a little too clever for us there.
It was. Whoa. That one went straight over Seth's head, which in turn.
Over my head. Yeah, you wondering why you're not laughing, thinking, like, am I confused? Is that not what I think it is? I'm sure that was a badass joke.
I'm going to have to dial it back a couple clicks there, I think.
Yeah, you got to dumb it down a little bit.
That's awesome.
This is small town people around here. We don't even have a fucking NFL team.
We don't. Oh, man. Now, yeah, so in August of 07 is when he pled guilty to federal charges about Bad News Kennels dogfighting. So the NFL suspended him indefinitely without pay, but in a letter to the commissioner said... Had admitted, not only illegal but also cruel and reprehensible. He was technically a first-time offender, and then apparently he. Gosh, Vic admitted that he provided most of the money. What's that?
So me and Garcia can remember shit quicker than you could look it up.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, yeah. I'm just looking up facts. I know that he was charged with with all of the dog stuff. They, like, killed a bunch of dogs.
We'll carry you. Don't
you carry me. You guys get me. Yeah, this is Seth's new thing, is to call me out on every episode. Yeah.
You call me out for everything.
Seth is the Google incarnate.
I'm like, hey, I did all of this stuff. And he's like, oh, you didn't do enough research.
I only say something when you get a little hung up when you're reading something, just to fill in the blank. There's
no reason. Hey, one more time, this episode brought to you by Google. So Google, you cannot check. Care of Mike Garcia and Le Tejoff.
Don't Google it yourself. Just listen to our podcast. We'll Google it for you.
We will.
Why Google when you can have someone else do it?
That's right. And then we will read part of the Google search to you. Not all of it, just part of it.
That idea is trademarked and not to be used without the permission of Crack and Crime Inc.
Word.
So apparently Goodell...
Don't even bother looking at Bing or anything else. They suck.
No, yeah, I wouldn't even... Yeah, if that's what you're doing, you're getting wrong news anyway. Yeah, Google's the only place where it's at. So Goodell had barred Vic
Roger
from...
Goodell.
Yeah, Roger Goodell. He had barred him from reporting to training camp while the league conducted its own investigation. July 26th, arraignment, the terms of his bail barred him from leaving Virginia. So basically they said he wouldn't be able to play in 07. And then...
What the F was he doing in Virginia when he was living in Georgia?
Well, he must not have been living in Georgia, or the ring was in Virginia.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
If I was doing something illegal, I'd probably do it in a different state anyway.
So apparently on August 27th, the Falcons owner Arthur Blank said in a press conference that the Falcons would seek to recover a portion of Vic's signing bonus. He said the team had no immediate plans to cut Vic, citing salary cap issues.
So it wasn't even the issue that was why he left. It was a salary cap issue, or is that what you're saying?
Oh, well, basically they were going after the fact that he was gambling. Mm-hmm. So this was more of a gambling issue that the NFL was using against him because his gambling activity breached his contract. So they cleared the way to release him.
Wow, so if you're an NFL player, you can't gamble on nothing anywhere?
Oh, yeah. I
figured it was just you can't gamble on the NFL.
No, I think that they're banned. Yeah, they own them, dude. I actually just heard that the other day. We were talking about, like, referees and stuff. You know, they're not allowed to, like, talk about anything that happens with their job.
Well, shit,
no gambling, no nothing.
$50 million a year, I'm cool with that.
Well, they don't charge. They don't pay no $50 million a year.
Well, see, that makes sense. So, if you're a bookie and a referee owes you a bunch of money, you say, okay, well, you can pay this debt off by throwing this game here.
Right.
Which they've done against the Saints 100 times, I can tell you that. So.
Yeah, no, that makes
sense. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I can see that too. Now, you can also see that with the players. I mean, if they're in Vegas and they gamble away their sign-on bonus of $2 million, and then, I can definitely see where that would become a major issue. So, what the hell did you do?
I don't know, but the one time in my entire life I chose to wear white shorts. I am apparently bleeding somewhere.
That is
hilarious.
I have no
idea where it's coming from.
So apparently they executed a search warrant April 25th of 2007 as part of an investigation of Vic's cousin, Davon Bodie. Led to the discovery of evidence of an unlawful dogfighting activities at a property owned by Vic in rural Surry County in southeastern Virginia, with extensive facilities for the activity. So media attention quickly grew as state officials investigated, soon joined by federal authorities, and then they conducted separate investigations. More details emerged about the interstate dogfighting ring that involved drugs and gambling. Gruesome details of abuse, torture, and execution of underperforming dogs, galvanized animal rights activists, and public outrage. Bunch of people were indicted in Virginia on state felony charges.
Can you run all that back? I didn't hear you.
No, that's not happening.
All right, missing out.
So I'm going to try to just look by August 20th. Vic and other three co-defendants agreed to separate plea bargains.
Served no time.
They were expected to each receive federal prison sentences between 1 to 5 years, But then 4 days later, Vic filed plea documents with federal court. He pleaded guilty to conspiracy to travel in interstate commerce in aid of unlawful acts and to sponsor a dogfight in an animal fighting venture. Whew.
But here's the thing with conspiracy, though. You really don't have to know anybody else. You see what I mean? So if I'm buying from somebody who's buying from somebody who's buying from somebody, we don't know each other. That's all conspiracy.
Right.
And a lot of the stuff, the conspiracy on the federal level carries a lot more time than the actual crime itself.
Right.
Just for being in the loop.
Right.
For being in the loop.
But that's, I guarantee you, he had way stricter charges than that. His charges were probably insane. This is the plea deal. Down to the conspiracy.
So what, do you end up just paying a bunch of fines?
Pretty so much I'm what you're saying? I'm getting to that. I know that he actually admitted that he knew his colleagues killed several dogs who did not perform well. He admitted to also taking part in the killings of 6 to 8 dogs by hanging, beating, and drowning these dogs.
Damn, that's terrible. That makes me so much less of a fan of his.
Oh, dude. It should have.
I bet he. Yeah. I bet he paid his buddies quite a bit of money to say, "Hey, you know, I'll keep making money. I'll take care of us. You guys just let
me say that
I had nothing to do. I just knew about."
He denied placing any side bets on the dog fights. That's probably how he gets back into the NFL.
Yeah.
Because that's part of the plea. Probably was, "Hey, anything, everything else, I can still play, but if you do the gambling, then I'm done."
Even if he didn't,
and then while free on bail,
just being aware of that, not doing anything about it, pisses me off.
While he's free on bail, he tests positive for marijuana during his random drug testing. That was a violation of the conditions of his release. Jamie Christmas.
You know, that all happened with John Jones too, where he tested positive for marijuana and they punished him and all that. But to me, it's like, marijuana makes you pretty freaking damn lazy. You almost should give him a medal for that. Like, he could smoke and still kick someone's ass.
They classify that as a performance enhancing drug?
There's no way that it enhances anything.
No.
The fact that he could be stoned and still kick someone's ass means he's just fantastic. They should have fucking gave him a raise.
They said he was sentenced to 23 months in federal prison. The failed drug test, a failed polygraph. He had not taken full responsibility for promoting, funding, or facilitating the cruel and inhumane sporting activity. He was assigned to the... he went to Leavenworth to serve his sentence.
Damn.
At the request of the federal authorities, he paid a deposit of nearly $1 million in an escrow account to reimburse others for the cost of caring for the confiscated dogs.
That's what it's all about, money.
Yeah, it looks like they ended up
all you want as long as you pay a big ass fine.
And see, here's the thing is, if this was Joe Blow, you'd have never heard about it.
Right.
Nope. Now, I'm not saying I condone or agree or anything what he did, which is still heinous, but you know, at the same time as these big people that have all this money, that's when you hear about.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
And that's who they go after is the one with the money.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's a whole soapbox. That's going to take more than one episode to get on to. But nonetheless, but all these people he was in with, can you find their names?
Nope. They don't talk about them at all. There's no money to be gained with them.
Exactly.
Right.
That's what sucks. That's kind of what our country's turned into in a lot of places. I mean, that's what the justice system is now, unfortunately, is about getting money. Like, you can do whatever you want as long as you got enough money to pay the state and your lawyer to get out of it. But if you ain't got no money, they probably won't even pursue you as hard. You know, they're not going to pursue you as hard.
Well, to an extent.
To an extent.
And I would say sometimes it's that they're able to hire some of these attorneys that are just unreal. Like, you look at the OJ case. I know we always talk about.
Yeah.
But when you look at his defense, the people that were in there, I mean, holy cow, those guys got rich and famous just off the case. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's just unreal.
Well, see, that's the thing that makes me think that's when I had my legal issues. I just seen it, I noticed it, and it was done with me. What kind of pissed me off about and showed me how much money plays into the system is that when you get a court-appointed lawyer, like, the lawyers and the prosecutors, they use them as, like, gambling tokens. Like, hey, I'll give you this, this, and this, these three people on this charge if you look out for the one who's actually paying me and not court-appointed. The state's only paying me a couple hundred bucks to do or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, that's how it was in the big city. Like, I literally heard lawyers doing that. I guess it's nuts. Like, I'll give you this one, this much time for him. Go ahead. Sorry.
Sure. And I'm sure it happened. I mean, I have no doubt about that. I can say some of the lawyers that I know, whether they get paid or they're appointed, they do their job.
Yeah.
And that's what it should be.
Yeah, and I hope...
That's what it should be.
Yeah, I was going to say what the ones I hope I didn't come across like... I mean, it's just like with the cop thing. You got one or two bad cops, everyone thinks cops are bad. It's not the case.
And I think that the areas that we're in right now, and the area that Garcia is in, is a little different than, you know, like New York City or something like that.
Or big city.
These are completely different cases because these are national news cases. These are rich and famous people, and then these are they're high profile cases. We're not talking about them unless they're high profile cases.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to do a bunch of work that we don't typically do to get to, to get to those cases, you know. But so, like, this case is a little different, and he still served like a bunch of time. Well, I mean, he goes in 2007.
I thought it was 8 months. Was it?
It was a 3-year thing, but then also obviously millions of dollars in fines. It would be really interesting in this case to hear who the other people were that were involved and what their criminal, like what it looks like for them. I'm sure some people have done that research.
I'm curious what time they served.
Right. Yeah.
Time did they serve?
100%. I would be too, because they're not talking about that when you're looking up Vic. Exactly. And obviously we're not doing this. This is supposed to be
but it's going to be a 2-page report and then the last two sentences. Well, this guy did this and this guy got this.
Right. Yeah. Right. So it's just really interesting. And then what I think that I don't really care for more than anything is that everything that this guy did, and then he's still, you know, like, I mean, and again, famous, everything was all out there in the open, everything else that happened and all that stuff, and then goes back and then becomes a superstar in the NFL again for a couple years. So that part is kind of crazy. Yep. But it says that he was transported to Virginia in November of 2008 to face his state charges. There he was... he received a 3-year prison sentence at the state level and a $2,500 fine in return for a plea agreement. The other charge was dropped, so he got another 3 years. But I'm guessing that they let him serve that. There's two different ways. There's consecutive and concurrent. One of the ways is you just serve it. You've been in custody this whole entire time, so you just get credit for all that time served. Because he's released on July 20th of 2009.
Yeah, then he comes back and just plays his freaking ass on football. But
he did well. They said that he had a bunch of financial troubles, obviously because of all of that.
Well, if he did do everything that he's accused of, which I assume he did, it's kind of what you get, dude. It shouldn't be.
Yeah, he in 2008 he filed for bankruptcy. He had $1.39 million house.
No sympathy whatsoever.
And this is dogs, man. I mean, they were torturing dogs and everything that was happening. That's just
good dogs that man made his best friend.
There's a lot of people out there. I took this class years ago. The dude was absolutely fantastic. I can't think of his name right now. It's probably going to hit me while we're talking. Whitfield. It'll all come to me. I took this class and it was. Like, I walked in, and he was an elderly gentleman, and I just, you know, just my instantly, I was like, you know, this is going to be a long week. And then he started talking, and the class was phenomenal. Timothy Whitfield. He's a forensics examiner from Florida, and his class was phenomenal. He's got a couple of books written about cases that he solved with forensics, and then he's written books about things. So anyways, check him out, Timothy Whitfield. obviously doesn't know what I'm talking about. But anyways, it was a fantastic class, and he told us a story about a gal that had been involved in tons and tons of, like, homicide cases with him. They had worked all kinds of homicide cases together. And then they get this call one time, and a person had scratched the eyeballs out of a horse. So the horse is still alive, and they just scooped the eyeballs out. And that lady couldn't stop thinking about that, and that was her last day. So she had been a part of all of these major homicides, you know, dead people and all kinds of stuff. But seeing the animal abuse, just
because she couldn't take it. Defenseless.
Yeah, right, exactly. Absolutely.
Animal abuse is so messed up to me.
It is. And that does
it's like animals and kids.
Yeah.
Right. 100%.
Innocent. I mean, they're so innocent. Just want love. Just want attention. We'll do anything for you if they could.
Right. So I can see where some of these are, like, really tough. You know what I mean? And so I couldn't even imagine being a part of the investigative team that went in on this particular case to this site and saw the dog's bodies and bones. And I mean, I bet it was rough. I bet they lost some people over that. Mm-hmm. So
by you saying it was rough, that's not a pun, right?
No. No.
Okay.
No, I bet it was a very tough case to work. Very, very crazy.
Yep.
So, I think that's what makes that case.
Kind of an off-color joke, but yeah. Nonetheless, right. It's still terrible.
It is.
Yeah, because animals are going to do what they're trained to do. Because they train that way because they want to appease the human.
Right.
And it's horrible.
It is.
You know, to be treated that way.
I agree. All right. So let's stop talking about Vic. He ended up serving a little bit of time. Looks like he got about 3 years-ish.
Not enough.
Paid several million into fees and stuff like that. But still was able to come back to the NFL. Still ended up having... That was all ended in 2009. So in 2010, he goes to the Eagles. And apparently was on Pro Bowl and everything else.
Yep, I'm kind of mad that I rooted for him and I liked him.
Yeah. So now let's talk about... we'll just jump into one more case that I had. I had a few others open, but
I pulled up a minute ago. I pulled up... just while you're looking it up.
No, I've already got
it. Some funny ones. Raheem Brock, the most recent player on the list. A month ago, Brock bailed on a $27 bill at the bar. Mind you, he's getting paid over $2 million a year. Just decided he wasn't going to pay
entitlement.
There's no zeros missing. It's literally $27. He supposedly had a minor scuffle with police shortly after he left the bar.
That's crazy.
Said the NFL lockout has been really strenuous on his wallet. Put it on a credit card to pay the extra. He said he didn't want to put it on a credit card and pay the extra 14% interest on $27.
Oh, Jesus. Crazy.
See, and that makes me wonder, is that his entitlement attitude? Like, well, they should give it to free because I'm famous and I brought business. Or is that them? How many other people skipped out and they didn't worry about it, but, oh, here's this famous guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. I really don't know.
I know. That's a tough one, man.
But regardless, you're famous or not, it's still wrong.
Yep, exactly.
Still thievery.
Yeah. No, I agree completely. That's a tough one. All right, so I got another one here. Minnesota Vikings boat party. You guys heard about this?
Mm-mm.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Garcia used to go up and attend these. What are you talking about? This was back
in... I got two boats, buddy. I'm a boat captain. They call me all the time, but I'm like, no, dog, I'm good.
So apparently, October 6th of 2005, there was two big houseboats, and the Minnesota Vikings, some of the players, had rented these two big houseboats on Lake Minnetonka.
Minnetonka, God. Where have I heard that? I think it's a Will Ferrell movie.
You've been there, too?
Lake Minnetonka.
I've been there.
Garcia's been there.
I did not know that was a real thing. Have you actually been there? Or are you fucking with me?
He's fucking with you.
Nah, not really.
Shows what you know,
Jamie. So I can tell a whole story about Lake Minnetonka, but you know, I'm not going to go there.
Next Saturday, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Tune in for Garcia's story on Lake Minnetonka. It's going to be a good one. You're
it's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good time.
It was so, a cold, wintry day
on the lake.
Summer evening night. You do the math.
So some of the players that were there: quarterback Dante Culpepper, Fred Smoot.
Culpepper, I remember him.
Yeah, he was the quarterback. And a really good quarterback, too. Fred Smoot, Miweldy Moore, Pat Williams, Bryant McKinney, Nate Burleson, Ralph Brown, Jermaine Wiggins, Troy Williamson. Apparently that was the beginning of his rookie career for Troy Williamson. Travis Taylor, Kevin Williams, Lance Johnstone, Mo Williams.
Holy shit, the whole team.
Willie Offord. That's just a few
close
of them.
Enough.
Yeah, that's just some of the names that were. So apparently, about 9:20 p.m., a woman calls and says that some men had urinated in her yard after exiting a big shuttle bus limousine.
Oh, my God.
That hit where? What?
Yeah, so apparently they were urinating in this woman's yard. And so
like
then,
she ain't done
all
that.
Of them? The whole team had to pee at the same time? Yeah,
apparently a bunch of them
Sorry,
were in her yard
they're
urinating.
They're environmentalists and they're filling the lake.
So,
it's a lot of big football players peeing in your yard.
They said that the men were now sitting at Al and Alma's. That's the name of the charter cruise company that they had used to rent the houseboats. Yeah. So apparently at some point in time, Stephen Doyle was their attorney, or attorney for the charter company, said that sex acts alleged by witnesses to have taken place during the party included, I'm not even going into all that now, just basically a bunch of sex. Go check it out, Google.
Yeah, Google a bunch of sex.
Yeah, Google.
Yeah, you Google that.
Don't Google that.
Here's the warning.
Don't Google
you'll see everything you want to see. A lot of women don't want
if
to
you were to Google that, you're getting more than what you want. Don't do that.
You're getting flagged on the FBI.
Yeah.
You really want to make it interesting. Throw the word Gooch in there somewhere.
The cleaning crew reported.
Peritoneum, buddy.
Apparently,
spit out my beer.
So apparently the next day, the cleaning crew reported finding, we'll just say, a lot of adult things. Adult toys and adult, like, and wipes and jellies and all kinds of stuff. It was just incredible how it was left. Never in the history of this group of people have they ever had anything like this.
Is this dirt? Well, I got a little confused. I was kind of still thinking about the Joe Garcia said. Is this, are we still in the yard of that lady's house? Everybody's peeing? It turned into
no,
a bunch
no,
of
No, we're
kind of
jumping around. No, so she reports it. Law enforcement show up and they start investigating it. Okay? So
well,
they
investigating. Left.
Well, yeah, I think that they had actually went and talked with the players.
Detective comes walking up nighttime, dabs his finger in the grass and puts it on his tongue. And they were here.
Yep. That's Culpepper's pee-pee.
Recognize that steroid urine anywhere.
A cut to the CSI Miami taking off the glasses. Yeah.
Oh man!
Follow the bus tracks.
So I don't know if any of them actually. What is it? Just, I've got two different stories up on it here. So this one over here.
The fucking Charlie Sheen is doing. No.
It. See, it says here where she reported several Vikings players urinating in her front yard. Witnesses told that sex acts reportedly included. Oh, yeah, there, see, there's all of them right there.
Sorry, Grandma, but masturbation, oral sex, woman on man,
all
woman on woman,
sex
toys, middle of the floor, middle of the couches, middle of the room. That's like a song.
Middle of the lounge.
It's an R&B song. Used condoms, KY jelly, handy wipes. What the fuck were the handy wipes for?
Sounds like an R. Kelly party.
Oh, I got it dirty. Wipe it off. Let's keep going. Wrappers for sex toys.
Huh. Yeah, so they must not have actually found the
sex. At least they were practicing safe orgies.
So by Monday morning, reports
worst of all, marijuana.
Who's got the raw penis in here? We don't do that here. Put some saran wrap on that.
Apparently, they were all older people. They were
gross.
Well, I mean, the girls, it said we were a group of 20-year-olds with millions of dollars in our pockets. What do you expect guys to do? They're going to have fun, and they're going to get in a little trouble, is what Smoot says. I don't know who was. Sexapalooza. They called it Sexapalooza. A couple of them did. Apparently, they
been hired.
They had just tons of women. I read somewhere that they said it was like 100 women.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was just a lot. Where was it? Yeah, later estimated that there were 100 women present at this love boat scandal.
Sounds like my teenage years.
So not really. none of the girls were underage. There was nothing like that. It was just this humongous deal. It hit the papers. Apparently, a few of them had to pay some fines. That's what I just saw right there.
Fines for what?
All received small fines and pled guilty to misdemeanor disturbing the peace.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't...
All consenting adults on a houseboat in the middle of the lake.
That's right.
Who cares, bro? They're just mad they had to clean up the mess, and they weren't invited.
I was going to say, yeah, they didn't even clean up the mess. They left it. The people angry about it are the ones cleaning up the next day.
Exactly. You're going to lose your deposit, sir.
I don't... Who's Ziggy Wilf?
I have no idea.
This guy I went to high school with.
he's a billionaire businessman, real estate developer, and the co-owner of the Minnesota Vikings. He says lack of discipline will no longer be tolerated at any level. The events of the past week are unacceptable.
Beat the crap out of him for this.
The funny thing is when you look up like teams involved in the most crimes or whatever, it was Minnesota Vikings players were top. Denver Broncos were the second. That was kind of interesting. Garcia thought that it was probably the most crime-ridden team was probably the Cowboys, but it was not. That was not the case.
I still say they are. Just split the whole team down. bunch of drugs and immorality on that team. Shut them down. More especially their fans. You see, you heard it here from me.
It's too much fun. I mean, gross. It's too gross.
I do not represent crack and crime and their fan base. I represent me and my fan base. They suck.
Actually, sir, you represent 48% of our fan base. If these were shares, you'd be a huge holder. I mean, we'd probably go belly up.
Here's the thing. I am a woman. Sorry, you don't know.
It's all fun and games. You cancel that Patreon, and you don't hear no more podcasts. You
know, so.
Single-handedly pay for everything.
I think I pay $200 a month for Patreon or something like that. So, yeah.
It don't feel like it.
The cracking crime.
And we definitely appreciate it.
We appreciate everything you do.
That's right.
I can't understand. It took you so long to get a chair. I sent 3 chairs up there, bro.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Jamie probably took them to the cop shop. They're all up there eating fucking donuts on them in the mornings.
They're in the mail just like my beef jerky.
Oh, shit. Have we ever paid out? Never mind.
All right. So speaking about all of that, we still got sending out that jerky to Garcia.
And that other dude that ain't got a Taco Bell gift card, but tiny his gift card.
It's real hard in the country right now. Gas is expensive. Mail's slow.
Yeah, they were just on strike, but then they just got a huge pay raise, so that's awesome.
We sent it.
Yeah. Yeah, that was like a year and a half ago.
We haven't even been doing this a year yet.
The mailman ate it.
That's right. So we will be getting that out. Garcia, go ahead and look for that in the mail.
Fucking thing expired.
And actually, this is the three original packs from when we gave them away. So they're still sitting over here. I will get those out to you.
Yeah. By the time I get a boot to look at him, it's fired. That's how long it's been, bro.
I'm
going to
make him fucking sit
there. And then, Mr. Mattson, if you still happen to be listening.
He hates us.
He starts being bad luck, bro. They talked about 3 cents on it, my man.
And then don't forget, we are doing a giveaway on Facebook.
Why?
You might as well forget because you ain't going to get it.
That's for an Amigos gift card if you want some of that not good food.
We might as well just start saying whatever we want if we're going to fucking say that. We're giving away $10,000.
No, we are not. No. That would be for him. No, I don't know. Because it'd be one of the four people that listen to them.
We got
hundreds of people that listen.
We just got to hustle them, all right? We're giving away $10,000 in small, tiny lettering, $1 a year. Until one of us dies. Hopefully you'll get it.
I'm not doing that either. No, because someone's going to hold me to that shit. I'm not doing it. No.
As long as you got it in writing, you get $1 a month.
The four people are listening.
Now it's a month? You just said a year.
The four people are listening to me, Brandy, Steph, and Jamie. So.
I'm not going to lie. I haven't listened to any of our podcasts. When him and Jacob, I come over to him and Jacob, like, hey, do you hear our podcast? I'm like, yeah. What was it? Was it like 6 months ago where I think we went to a concert or something, you, Sam, me, and Jacqueline, and him and Jacob did a fucking podcast, a whole podcast about some story, and I literally started asking questions about it in the back seat without talking about nothing. I was like, hey, you guys ever hear about this guy and everything? And Jamie's like, that's the podcast me and Jacob just did that you said you listened to. So what are the fucking odds of that, of all the stories? I picked the one that's going to blow me up and lie. You got the tater.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right. I think that's all that I can handle for right now. My stomach's upset. So, everybody, go check us out.
Stomach's upset for that Taco Bell gift card they fucking used.
We're not getting... That one's
it
already been...
It started at $25.
That one's already been given... No, it still is $25.
We're giving away a Taco Bell gift card, $25 minus two quesadillas and two tacos. Whatever the price of that is.
And then, if you by chance just want a not good version of Mexican food, we got an Amigos gift card that we're giving away. Go check us out on all of our social media.
Gross.
Go to our Facebook.
Don't do it.
You gotta like the post, share
it's
the post.
It's not even Amigos. It's Migos.
It is. It's not Amigos. I'm saying in front of it, but it's just Migos.
Matt, if you're listening, that's fucked up. It's like giving away chlamydia. It's not permanent, but it's gonna burn for a few days.
So everybody go check us out, all of our social media. Make sure that you're giving us 5 stars because we are worth it, and then make sure that you leave us a comment, preferably something great. If it's
we're
really
doing a giveaway
good
too. We're giving a 68 1994 pickup Chevy one part at a time. Starting with windshield wipers.
There's no car. You don't get a car. It's not happening.
We're giving away $1 million.
No, we're not.
To $1. Somewhere in between that. Roll the dice.
One penny at a time.
Oh.
You can't even spell $1 million and we're giving it away.
That's how you get big, though. Let's just start giving away houses.
We are giving away stuff, but
yeah,
we're not that big. No, we got an Amigos gift card.
But we're not shipping that shit out, though.
we bought
I've got
it
this
here.
Beef jerky. It's literally sitting over
we
here under this pile of stuff.
We're
going to
pay for shipping and handling, you know what I mean?
You're going to send
We bought the fucking shit. We wrote an address. We put
that
a stamp on it.
Shipping handling not included.
Let
shit become a patron.
Mattson's, it's just right. It's just like 2 blocks from my house.
Oh my god, really?
He's just 2 blocks straight that way.
Oh Jesus Christ! In a block here is a small block. It's like
it's
47
more, it's
steps.
I wouldn't even break a sweat walking over there.
Yeah. even in August, you wouldn't break a sweat.
No, it's hot outside. I sweat just walking on the porch, but I wouldn't even sweat going to his place.
It ain't even hot up there. Like 80 is for y'all.
I can hawk a loogie on his porch.
That's disgusting.
It has been 80. It's supposed to be 80 on Sunday. This has been the mildest summer of my entire life.
I know. We did have that 1 week that it was like 100, and that was ridiculous.
Yeah, which sucked. And then it just went right back to being 90. And I bitched that whole time, too.
And the humidity is like, what, negative 20?
No, actually, where we're really at, I know it's more humid, or it's hotter in Texas, but Oklahoma's kind of close to it. But, dude, the humidity here sucks. Like, the heat's different. The heat fucking sucks down where you're at.
Oh my god.
But the humidity here with all the fucking pivots surrounding us on the corn and all that shit, it's mean.
Oh my god.
We're just like you. We ain't got no trees blocking nothing, or you know. We ain't got no fucking wind.
Yeah, it's harder than my neighbor's bicycle down here, you know what I mean? So
that's awesome. So hopefully you guys got some really good air conditioners.
We got 6 central air units running a 1,500 square foot house. So,
dude,
when people go to hell, they don't even go to Texas. It's so hot.
So, well, I think it was
that's inhumane.
I think it was 2 nights ago. Apparently, what was it? I think? Yeah, because it was either Tuesday or Wednesday. It's the one night of this week I drank. Besides right now. I don't know. Me and Jack were having a good time. Went and hung out with the dad, and then we're drinking and stuff. She drives me home. Having a good time. I always put the thermostat on 70 before I go to bed, which I did. She saw it. Mm-hmm. Apparently, in my drunken sleep, I got up to go pee and put it down to 62. And I have no recollection of that whatsoever. All I know is I woke up and my nipples could cut through anything. And she was freezing and all that. I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, I slept, walked, and put it on 60 or 62? Jesus Christ.
That's awesome.
I get hot when I've been drinking. That's his fake laugh, I can always tell. All right, let's wrap this fucking thing up.
Let's wrap it up.
Wrap it up unlike...
Hey, so I heard, though, that Nebraska got a new state song.
We do? I want to hear it.
But I heard.
Oh, that's about me, isn't it?
No. It's always about you, Seth.
I don't know. Let me hear it.
Yeah, that's what you... It's calm.
What?
What?
You came through bad on that one.
Yeah, I've sent you a link to it. It's little kid singing about corn.
Oh, you sent me that. You sent me that one.
It's got the juice. Big honking knobs. It's got the juice. It's corn. I can tell you all about it.
Big honking knobs. You know. Got me intrigued.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Sorry, Grandma.
Sorry.
He did it. I love you.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in.
I will have to do this again, definitely.
Absolutely.
This is fun.
All right. Thank you, Garcia, for tuning in. Stick around with us for a second. We're just going to close this out.
No problem. I'll make sure I send you an invoice.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Remember, check us out, all of our social media. And if you want that Amigos gift card, you know, I mean, go in there and like all of our stuff. Do all that
stuff. Sorry for your bad luck.
Pick it up with fucking UPS. You know?
I know. It should be on its way. Thank you, guys.
It should be on its way, but it ain't.
No, it ain't.